Archers for the week 5 to 10 September 1999. Archers for the week 5 to 10 September 1999.
Potatoes, darling?
Yes, bread.
There you are.
Thanks. Don't you want any more?
No. Quiet, isn't it?
Yeah. What time's Alice home?
They're dropping her back sometime this evening. Oh, I suppose we shall have to get used to it. More weekends away with friends, the older she gets.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Just the two of us.
This beef's good.
Maybe no Debbie.
Well, she'll be here for work tomorrow morning, I presume.
Of course she will.
We've got a busy week of cultivations. We only get a limited window, you know.
Yes, darling, I do know. You say the same thing every year.
Well, it's considerably more stressful since we've had the estate land to worry about, too. I need to chivvy David up.
I thought that was all arranged.
Debbie was supposed to be arranging it, but she's so moonstruck at the moment.
Oh, look, that's very unfair. She hasn't neglected her work at all.
Well, with respect, darling, how would you know?
You would have told me about it in great detail instead of these vague complaints.
It's not very convenient, her being away now. Could have checked all this out with her.
Bring her up. You know where she is.
No, thanks.
You can't bear the idea that Simon might answer the phone, can you? You're going to have to get used to it.
Not this again. There are other topics of conversation than that colonial con man. Do you fancy a night out at the Flicks?
He is not a con man.
They've re-released The Third Man. Oh, that's what I call a film. It's on in Felbisham. We go on Friday.
Don't try to change the subject, darling.
Why not? Isn't any point in us going through this all again? You've got your opinion, I've got mine.
Yes, but yours is wrong.
You've spent most of the weekend trying to convince me of that, and you haven't succeeded. Can't you just admit defeat?
No, I can't. Not when my daughter's happiness is at stake.
Oh, Jenny, please. You sound like something out of a Victorian novel. Or perhaps one of those Canadian novels you're suddenly so fond of.
There's nothing sudden about it. I've always Anyway, it doesn't matter. What does matter is if you carry on taking this attitude to Simon.
There's no if about it. I know I'm right.
You're not.
I am.
Look, you're not... This is so childish.
I agree. We do nothing but go round in circles. So let's just drop the subject, shall we? Enjoy our Sunday lunch in peace.
More potatoes, Tommy?
No, thanks.
Oh, go on. I did lots of roast, especially.
I know, but I'm not very hungry.
I'll finish them up for you, Pat.
Oh, thanks.
I love roast potatoes. Suppose I'd better leave some for Helen.
No, I shouldn't bother.
Oh, right.
I know what she's like once she gets on the phone to her friends. Mm.
Don't know what they find to talk about.
There's always something. You need your friends.
Yeah. But I hope we won't get any blight in our potatoes.
Do you think we will?
Looks horribly like it to me. But there's not much I can do about it now.
Some things you just have to put up with, don't you?
Oh, well. You've got your new yoghurt order for the wholesalers, haven't you, love? So it's not all doom and gloom.
No, that's right. Going to be a busy week. And I must remember to take some over to... Yeah, well, I'll get on with that.
Oh, take some where?
That new place in Felbisham.
Which one? Oh, yeah, right.
Don't worry, Mum. There won't be any nasty surprises waiting for you this time.
I know that, love.
I hope there won't be any nasty surprises for the cricket team this afternoon.
Do you think there will be?
Oh, we should be all right. We usually give Loxley Barrett a run for their money, don't we, Tommy? Even without Steve Harris.
Do we?
Why don't you... Well, I'll tell you how we get on.
You got anything planned for this afternoon, Tommy?
Me? Oh, no. I think I'll just go to my room.
What? Now? Don't you want any pudding?
I've got a few things to sort out before I go and feed the pigs.
Anything we can help with?
Shall I save you some apple pie?
Yeah, if you want. I'll have it later. Don't worry.
Don't worry. It's easier said than done.
No, you've done your best, love. Cooked his favourite meal.
Oh, that's hardly going to make up for him not seeing the love of his life, is it?
No, but there's not much we can do about that.
I know, but it's so hard. If there's nothing to take your mind off things, you just brood. I know how it is.
Won't help if you get down in the dumps about it too.
I know.
We'll just have to do our best. I'll try and keep him busy on the farm this week. Lord knows there's a lot to do.
Well, that'll help, of course.
I know it's not enough, but what else can we do?
I don't know. We've got to think of something. I just can't bear to see him so defeated.
Yeah. It was easier when he was angry.
He just seems to have given up. We've got to shake him out of it.
Oh, this is the life.
I'm glad you think so.
Oh, yeah. Stuff full of the roast beef of old England.
Completely BSE-free.
Don't interrupt, I'm on a roll. Full of beef, pint in hand, contemplating the beauties of the English countryside.
And what's left of it?
With the greatest beauty of them all sitting by my side.
Please.
Sniping at me, just in case I thought I was in heaven.
Yeah, as opposed to Lakey Green. You know, Simon, when your contract runs out, you could get a job with the English Tourist Board.
Yeah.
They could use your particular brand of bulls.
I'd love to. You're all too modest. That's your trouble.
I gather you like this pub.
I love it. It's a little gem.
Hmm. It's nice.
Nice. Oh, there's that old English understatement again. Yes. It's nice. I'm glad we came back.
Well, there wasn't really time to look at it properly last week. We'd have missed the cricket.
Is there another match this afternoon?
No, not here. Anyway, you don't need to suck up to Mum anymore.
Oh, not now, honey.
You're well in her good books. Books being the operative word.
Put those claws away, Debs. Your mother's a charming, intelligent woman. It was a gas talking.
A gas. Now there's that old-fashioned Canadian overstatement again.
Well, it was. Really nice. Mm-hmm. I like her. There's a lot going on under that Joanna Trollope exterior.
Here we go again. Is she the subject for your next literary discussion?
Maybe. So when do you think that'll be then?
I can't believe you. You really want to go back for more, don't you?
Sure I do. I had a great time. As I've spent all weekend trying to convince you. Great food, sparkling conversation.
Not from Dad. Icy silence, more light.
Well, he was quiet, sure. But I think he was just trying to get my measure.
Yeah, that's what I reckon, too. That's what worries me.
Why? You haven't had a chance to talk to him about what he thought of the evening.
Well, no, but...
So don't sweat. For all you know, he was so impressed by what a good guy his daughter's found for herself, he was lost for words.
Yeah, right.
So next time we go around...
Next time?
When you ladies withdraw and leave the men to their port and cigars...
Oh, yes, that'll be the day.
He'll pass the port, put his arm around my shoulder...
This is Dad we're talking about, isn't
and
it?
Say, Simon, old chap, I admit I thought you were a bit of a bounder.
A bounder? Where do you get these words?
Books. But when I realized how sound your views on organically modified crops...
Genetically modified.
Not to mention your masterly dissection of the works of Carol Shields.
You are an idiot. You can't possibly think Dad approved of you.
You don't know till you ask him.
I don't need to.
Maybe now he's had time to think about it. He's as overwhelmed by my charm as your mum was.
Yes, maybe. And maybe Kate's convinced him to sell out the farm and go on the road with her travellers. I mean, you never know, do you?
Come on, you greedy so-and-so. Let the others have some.
Need any help?
No, thanks, Mum. Nearly finished. Anyway, it only takes one, really. Not the kind of thing you need two for.
Oh, well, let me know if you do need help this week.
Why would I?
Well, you've got to see Usha, haven't you, about the plea and directions hearing.
Yeah, but I'm sure I'll manage.
Right. Well, if there's anything else...
You don't have to do this.
What?
Keep an eye on me. I'm not going to do anything silly.
I didn't think you were.
I wouldn't blame you after the exhibition I made of myself the other day.
There's nothing weak about having feelings or showing them.
Well, I'm okay now. I've made my decision and I'm sticking to it. You don't have to keep making a fuss of me.
I'm not.
Just a coincidence it was my favourite Sunday lunch.
I've got to cook something.
Thanks, but don't take this the wrong way.
What?
I know I'm as greedy as these pigs sometimes, but all the apple pies and roast potatoes in the world aren't going to make up for me not seeing Kirsty.
I know. I just thought it might take your mind off it for a while.
It's all right. I'll cope. Let's just forget it, shall we?
Hi there.
I really don't think that's the best
Hello, point. Dad. How did we do?
We're lost. Sid's spitting feathers. He says if Sean and Chris Mills hadn't poached Steve Harris...
We are talking about something a bit more important than cricket.
No, we're not. Nothing to talk about. Anyway, I need more pig nuts.
But Tommy... Oh, dear.
Sorry. Did I come at a bad moment?
Not really. I wasn't getting anywhere. Just trying to get him to open up a bit about Kirsty.
Maybe we should just leave him to it.
I don't think we can. We can't leave him to cope with this alone.
We're not.
It's going to be weeks to the trial if he keeps bottling it all up.
But it's not the kind of thing it's easy to talk to your mum and dad about, is it?
Maybe Hayley could talk to him.
Of course I'll pass the message on for you, darling.
Are you going to be long, Jenny?
Oh, he's just come in. Do you want me to... Oh, all right. No, I understand.
Only I really need to get in touch with Greg.
Just a minute, Brian.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I will, darling. See you tomorrow, then. Bye. I wish you wouldn't interrupt me when I'm on the phone.
I'm sorry, but I really do need to catch Greg. I want to see him tomorrow. I'm not sure where he'll be working.
Well, it could have waited 30 seconds.
I'm sorry. Who was it, anyway?
Debbie. And if you haven't been so impatient, I might have persuaded her to talk to you.
She needs persuading.
Instead of using me as her go-between. It's you she needed to speak to, actually.
What about?
Well, she says she might be a little bit late in tomorrow.
Oh, here we go. What is it this time? Lover boy need his maple syrup poured on his waffles, does he?
She's got to pop into the bank. It's not going to take her very long.
Well, I hope not. We've got a lot on.
Well, it's very considerate of her to phone at all. I wouldn't have bothered.
What you got to go to the bank for, anyway?
Well, I don't know. Cash a cheque, pay a bill, I didn't ask.
She's taking Greg Grzetsky with her?
His name is Simon.
I'll tell you what, Jenny, I'll bet you any money he's going in with her.
Why on earth should he do that?
To take a look at her bank balance.
You are joking, aren't you?
I'm deadly serious. It's quite clear what his game is.
I've had enough of this. For the last time, Simon is not after Debbie's money.
Yeah, well, that's what you think.
That's what I know! All right, you don't like him, but to make that an excuse for these paranoid suggestions, I...
Paranoid? When they're going to the bank together?
Who says they are? It's all in your mind. Debbie runs a simple errand and you create this hysterical fantasy.
We'll see who's hysterical or paranoid. I'll ask her whose idea it was to go to the bank.
Oh, no, you won't. It's bad enough I have to put up with these ridiculous ideas, but if you mention them to Debbie, have you got any idea what damage it could do?
It could bring her to her senses.
It could send her straight out of that door and she might never come back again. You are not to say anything to Debbie about this stupid idea.
But, Jenny...
Nothing. Or I shall be out of that door too.
Ruth is having trouble with the pigs.
Nasty.
No. We better move that one. She's a real bruiser.
Well, this isn't the first time.
No, Bert's had a bit of trouble with her as well. He's christened her Boadicea.
What about Dad?
No, I don't think so. At least he hasn't said anything.
Oh, I'm sure he would. More evidence that your idea for the dynamic group won't work.
Not necessarily. Just because this particular group is causing problems doesn't mean they all will. You might as well say it proves that loose housing doesn't work.
Well...
It certainly proves we've got to do something about the sow accommodation. If these conditions are making them aggressive...
Or get out of pigs altogether.
I think you've got as much chance of persuading your dad of that as I have of convincing him that my dynamic group would work.
Yeah, you could be right.
Still, none of that solves the immediate problem. I think we'd better move Boadicea here.
Do you want me to give you a hand?
Yeah, please, if you've got time. We could put her down the passageway in that spare pen.
Solitary confinement, eh?
Maybe then she'll see the error of her ways. Can you give me a hand getting some straw down?
Yeah, sure.
What did you come up for, anyway? I thought you got to get over to Home Farm this morning.
I have. I just wanted to check on the time of Pip's hospital appointment. I can't find the card.
2:30. Is that okay? Will you be able to take her?
Yeah, I'll be back in time, don't worry. I told Brian I could only do the morning.
I bet that pleased him.
Well, just have to lump it. First things first.
The straw's in the corner over there.
Right.
I'm glad you can do it.
Yeah, I'll be here.
It's all been so dreadful for her.
I know, poor little thing. And she had such a bad night.
Maybe she's hoping that if Daddy takes her in, it'll make it better.
Oh, I wish.
Here, give me that straw. I'll put it down.
Okay.
You've been brilliant with her.
Well, she's being so brave. I don't know that I could put up with it as well as she did.
Yeah, but waking 3 times in one night. I was getting to the end of me tether. If you hadn't finally got her settled...
Thought a story would do it.
Sent me off.
Do with a bit more straw. You know, the worst thing is not being able to cuddle her properly with her poor arm.
I know. I hope she'll soon be more comfortable.
I hope so. Maybe we could have a word with her about stronger painkillers too.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, there's a sty fit for a queen. Let's go and get her, shall we?
Debbie, I thought you were going to be late.
Hi, Dad. No, Simon said he'd go to the bank for me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he knows how busy we are this week.
Yes. And David phoned to say he wanted this afternoon off. He's late as it is.
Well, I'm sure he'll be here.
Well, I hope so, because I need to talk to Greg this morning.
Well, off you go, then. I can sort things out here.
Right. Is there anything special you needed doing at the bank?
No, just the usual stuff. Simon's quite capable of looking after it for me.
I'm sure he is.
Really? I'll tell him.
Yes, you do that.
He'll be pleased.
Will he?
Yes. He really wants to get on with you, Dad.
So I noticed.
You haven't said much about Friday night.
No. He said soonest mended.
Which means...
I've got Greg waiting for me.
Morning, everyone.
Oh, go on then. Off you go. Hello, Elizabeth.
Morning, Elizabeth. Sorry I can't stop.
Oh, that's all right. It's Jennifer I've come to see.
See you lunchtime, Dad?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, Debbie, could you check with David exactly which days he's available for the rest of the week? I think we're going to need him.
Of course. And, any message for Simon?
No. But you could ask him when his contract finishes.
When it... Oh, Dad, honestly.
Oh, dear. Still no change on that front.
No, doesn't look like it.
How did the dinner party go?
Oh, Mum and Simon got on like a house on fire. I think they're going to start up a reading group.
Well, that's something.
Yeah, they have got a lot in common, but Dad just sat and glowered.
Father's going to be tricky.
No, well, I'm fed up with him. If he wants to sulk and make snide remarks... Did you hear what he just said?
Something about Simon's contract being up.
Yeah, meaning, I suppose, that I can't trust him. That he's going to disappear back off to Canada and leave me in the lurch.
And he isn't?
Oh, no. No, I don't think so. Not this time.
Well, there's no need to look quite so smug, Debbie.
Was I? Well, I am having the most wonderful time with him, and I'm not going to let Dad spoil it.
Good for you. And you're certainly looking well on it.
Thanks. And so are you, positively blooming.
Well, nice of you to say so. I don't feel it. All those scares with Julia last week. Still, I think that's sorted.
She's not going to be your birth partner after all.
Don't even joke about it. Then there's the gallery. I've got Sean started on that, so it should be finished by the time we're back.
Oh, it's this week you're off to Ireland, isn't it? Mm-hmm. When do you go?
Wednesday. Hmm. And that's why I've come round. Your mum said she's got a good guidebook about Ireland she can lend me.
Well, look, just don't let her get started on Joyce and Yeats, that's all. Simon's got her convinced she's Ambridge's answer to Margaret Drabble.
Nice. I didn't think you'd be here yet. Morning, Elizabeth.
Morning. I came to pick up that guidebook. Is that all right?
Yes, I've got it ready for you. Have you seen Brian, Debbie?
Briefly?
Oh, that's good. I mean, he was a bit anxious about you being late.
Well, he didn't need to be. Simon offered to run my errands for me, so...
Oh, what a treasure.
Yeah, Dad didn't seem very grateful.
Didn't he? What did he say?
Some crack about when was Simon's contract up.
Oh, right, nothing about the bank, then.
The bank? No.
Well, that's all right.
No, it's not, Mum. If he's implying that Simon's going to walk out
you
on
said
me...
You weren't
going
to let him get to him.
No, he doesn't think that at all.
Well, then what did... Oh, no, it's not important. Elizabeth's right. I don't care what Dad thinks. I know what I think. That's all that matters.
That's right, girl. Bring her back this way.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Good. Found you at last.
Oh. I've been looking for half an hour.
Quiet now. Heel.
Sorry.
Thought we agreed to meet by the release pens.
Yes, we did, but when I was out checking the boundaries earlier, it looked like we had a visit from a fox. I wanted to see how much damage he'd done.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, and then I noticed these pulps were straying a bit close to the boundaries, so I thought I'd better do something about that before we lost them.
Right. Well, yes, I see the problem. But you could have left a note or something.
Sorry, I didn't think I was going to be this long.
You could have been anywhere.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of ground to cover.
Anyway, I've found you now. This fox. Any damage?
Oh, it's had a couple of birds by the look of it. I'll get out Lamping tonight and see if I can fix it.
Well, I hope you can.
Anyway, what did you want to see me about?
Well, I happened to bump into young William Grundy over the weekend while he was feeding the birds in our woods.
Yeah, he's been helping me out, doing a bit of overtime while I've been so busy. He's a good lad.
Yeah, must say I was agreeably impressed. He thanked me very nicely for the dog.
Makes him feel like a real keep having a dog of his own.
He will train her properly.
Oh, yes, I'll keep an eye on her, don't you worry. Was that what was bothering you?
Good Lord, no. No, but he said something about an inspection this week.
Oh, the guy from Borsetshire College.
That's right. What's he call himself? Head of management or something?
Head of countryside management.
Yeah.
Oh, it's only a formality. At least it ought to be.
Well, nevertheless, Craig, if you wouldn't mind filling me in.
Yeah, sorry. It's the guy who interviewed William at the college.
Right. So what's he coming for exactly?
To check that the correct health and safety procedures are in place. Adequate first aid facilities, proper risk assessment.
And you've got all that under control?
Oh, of course. I would have anyway, whether this guy was coming or not.
I'm glad to hear it.
We have been through all these things.
Not with reference to William. I've never been involved with this kind of training before.
No, I see that.
It all seems a bit of a rigmarole to me.
Not really. They have to make these checks because the training takes place on site. Effectively, I'm William's tutor.
And you've worked out a training program for him?
Well, of course. Well, it's another reason for the visit. I'll be able to go through it all with this chap. Is that okay? Do you want to see it?
No. I'm quite happy to leave that up to you.
Oh, yeah.
I just felt a bit in the dark, that's all. I do like to know what's going on my own land.
I appreciate that. Well, with two shoots to look after, well, it do keep me fairly busy.
It's a good job you're training William to help you then, isn't it?
They're taking a bandage off again. It hurts.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll do it very carefully.
But it's really starting to get better, isn't it, sweetheart?
Daddy's going to hold my hands, aren't you, Daddy?
Certainly am. I'll be there all the time.
This is the kind of thing you've got to look forward to, Elizabeth.
Don't. I just hope I'm going to be up to it.
It was nice of you to come round to see how Pip is.
Well, I did wonder if there's anything special she wanted me to bring her back from Ireland.
Yes, please. Can I have a leprechaun?
You've been talking to your Uncle Nigel. I tell you what, I'll see what I can do.
We ought to be thinking about getting going, really. Is there anything you want to take with you, Pipsqueak?
Granny's tape, so we can listen to it in the car.
I think we left it in from last time.
I'll go and check.
You could bring the car over. I left it at the bungalow.
Oh, I wonder where it was. I shan't be a minute, then. You make sure she's got everything she needs, huh?
We'll be ready, don't worry.
All right.
Do you need the loo, Pip?
Yes. And my teddy.
Good idea.
I'll stay and wave you off. Oh, she's been very brave.
She must get it from your side of the family. It's all been a bit much for me. David's been wonderful.
It's nice to know he can rise to the occasion.
He has. He was so upset when it first happened.
I can imagine.
He deserves a treat. I wish he'd give me some idea of what he'd like to do for his birthday.
Yeah, it's a big one. I felt the same about Nigel.
He really seemed to enjoy his party.
Oh, he did.
I don't know if David would. He says he doesn't want a fuss. Oh, I don't know what to do.
What does Mum think?
You know Jill. Any excuse to get the family together.
Well, that's nice, of course. And I think what Nigel really enjoyed was seeing all his old friends.
I tried to ask Shula, but she's so preoccupied with Daniel starting school this week. Oh, what do you think?
Maybe you should just surprise him.
As long as it's the right kind of surprise. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I'll just get Pip's teddy and a few other things together. Oh, where's it gone?
Do you need a hand?
No, I'm fine, thanks. Are you all ready for your holiday?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I must say I'm looking forward to getting away for a bit.
Make the most of it. Probably be the last holiday you have with just the two of you for quite some time.
Yes, I hadn't thought of that.
Hey, that was quick. Have you got the car?
No. Ruth, you know you said you left the car at the bungalow?
Yeah, when we popped in after going to the hospital. Jill thought she might need it because Phil was out.
That's what I thought, but I met Dad in the yard just now and he said he hadn't seen it.
Maybe your mum moved it.
She did. He said she brought it back here.
Where?
Just in the yard.
I didn't notice it this morning, did you?
No. I suppose you didn't see it anywhere, did you, Elizabeth, on your way up?
No, I didn't.
Well, where is it then?
Bert wouldn't have had it, I suppose.
What for? And he hasn't got the keys for it anyway.
Maybe we should check with Jill just to make sure.
I suppose, but Dad seemed pretty certain.
Well, if it's not at the bungalow and it's not in the yard...
Well, where on earth is it? It couldn't have been stolen, surely.
Pig's comfortable, but his mind's on other things.
Messy job. I never liked it.
Hi, Hayley. Yes, it's a dirty job. Somebody's got to do it.
Well, the pigs will be pleased. Like a nice clean straw to make themselves nests in.
You just come up here to relive the good old days?
No. Your mum wanted to see me. She's still busy in the dairy. She said, why didn't I come and have a chat with you?
Yes, I bet she did.
Sorry, I mean, if you're busy.
No, I'm more or less finished. It isn't that. It's just, I imagine it's me that mum wants to see you about.
Oh, right. Well, why would that be then, or shouldn't I ask?
I'm not seeing Kirsty anymore.
I weren't supposed to be seeing her at all.
All right, don't get your knickers in a twist. I'm doing the right thing now.
It's good. I know it's hard, but You don't want to end up in prison.
I don't want Kirsty to end up in prison, that's the point.
Oh, yeah, you're right, with her on bail as well.
Yeah, Mum made me realise I was putting her in danger, and I'm grateful to her. But I wish she'd stop fussing over me. I'm all right.
She's bound to worry, she's your mum.
It's my own fault, I suppose. Made a bit of a fool of myself with her last week, after I said goodbye to Kirsty. Now she thinks I'm going to crack up.
I'm sure she doesn't.
She does. She keeps following me everywhere.
You're just being silly.
Oh, good, Hayley. You did find Tommy.
Yes, I'm just being silly. Yes, Mum, she found me, but don't worry. I'll leave you to it.
Well, you don't have to go.
Oh, I think I do. It's going to be a bit difficult for you and Hayley to talk about me if I'm listening now, isn't it?
Tommy, there's no need for that.
Oh, dear.
Did you want to talk to me about him?
Yes, I did, but... Oh, I suppose it was obvious. I can't hide how worried I am. You see, he's so...
Oh, he told me about him and Kirsty.
Did he? That's good. I'm glad he's opening up a bit about it.
He doesn't seem too bad. I mean, that was a relatively downbeat exit for Tommy. In the old days, he would have had a tantrum and stormed off in a huff.
In some ways, I wish he was reacting like that now. He's just so down all the time. I know what a slippery slope that can be.
He said he made a bit of a fool of himself with you last week. What's that all about?
He cried.
But stop making a fool of yourself.
Yeah, well, try telling him that. That's my other worry. If he just bottles everything up.
So how do you think I can help?
He talks to you. He's done it already. If you could just be there.
I'll try.
Take him out of himself a bit. Help him think about something other than how much he's missing Kirsty.
That's not going to be easy.
Easier for you than it is for me and Tony.
I suppose. Is he doing anything this evening?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I'm going for a drink with Brenda Tucker, celebrate this new job of hers.
Oh, yeah?
At the ball before her line dancing class. Or maybe Tommy could join us.
Yeah, he likes Brenda, and he's intrigued by this job. Yeah, thanks, Hayley, that's a good idea.
Well, I'm the one for those. I'll go and ask him now.
Get them a nice, clear space. If we put a couple of tables here... They can put the drinks down.
Well, I suppose so.
Thirsty work, line dancing?
Yeah.
Oh, are you still worrying about Jamie?
Of course I am. Aren't you? The way he clung to us this morning.
It's a big step, starting school. Bound to take some getting used to.
He was so quiet when he came back. Didn't want to talk about it at all.
I expect he's tired.
He is. He's asleep on the settee now. Could hardly keep his eyes open.
That's natural. Lucy was the same.
Well... He looks so small compared to all the other children.
He's a lot younger than some of them, isn't he?
Yeah, and the bigger ones aren't there yet. How's he going to cope when they arrive?
He'll have had time to settle in. That's the idea, isn't it?
I'd feel a lot happier if I knew what went on today. I wonder if I should have a word with his teacher.
I'll see how he is tomorrow. One day isn't much to go on.
Maybe not.
I mean, you must have seen children who took a bit of time to settle when you were teaching, and they were older.
Of course I did, but... It's different when it's your own.
Yes, naturally you feel like this, but it isn't going to help Jamie to have you in the state as well, is it?
No, you're right. And I don't want his teacher thinking I'm going to be one of those fussy mothers. I know what that's like.
That's the spirit. Did you see Ruth when you went to fetch him?
Oh, no. Pip isn't at school yet. You know, after she burnt her arm.
Oh, yes, of course. You heard about them getting the car stolen?
Yeah, one of the other mums was telling me. David was supposed to be taking Pip to the hospital.
Oh, I didn't know that. What did they do?
Elizabeth was there, luckily. She gave them a lift. Oh, must have been a shock, though. Go out and find it gone.
Yes, it seems they're not the only ones. Mr. Booth, that is, Nick. Well, was it bell ringing practice?
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, have they found it yet?
Yeah, but it won't much comfort to them. Miles away and burnt out.
Oh, dear.
It looks like this is a regular crime wave.
Oh, that's what the police told David when he rang.
Mm, we'll have to keep an eye on the car park.
Mm, we certainly will.
Sid?
Ah.
Oh, hi, Jolene.
Oh, if I come in and say...
Yes, hello, Jolene. Yes, of course. Yeah, you're bright and early.
I like to get things sorted before the rush.
Ah, well, suits me. Yes, you take a look round, and if there's anything else that needs doing...
Look, do you mind if I leave you to it? I want to go check on Jamie.
No, you carry on. See you later.
Yeah, I'll be down in a minute, love. And don't worry. Maybe he'll be brighter for his little nap. I'll tell you all about his day.
Yeah, I hope so.
Is something the matter with Jamie?
No, it's his first day at school. Let's warm him out. I'm sure he'll be fine in the morning. Does this look all right, does it?
Great.
Good. Lots of room for your dozy-dos.
Now, that's barn dancing, Sid. Yeah, it's a nice room. I always liked it.
Better than a cat and fiddle.
Let's not start that again.
No, right. But it is.
All right, it is. Now are you happy?
Nicer room and a better atmosphere.
And free drinks in the interval. You haven't forgotten?
No, of course not. You know me, Jolene. My word is my bond.
So that's the situation.
I see. Poor Tom. And he's coming down, is he?
He said he might, and I'm sure that's going to encourage him.
So what does he want us to do exactly?
Well, nothing special. Just take his mind off it. Give him something else to think about.
I see.
Anyway, he may not come. And I didn't mean it to spoil your evening.
No, that's all right. I mean, Tom's an old mate. I don't like to see him down.
Yes, well, we are supposed to be concentrating on you. So, cheers, Brenda. All the best in your new career.
Thanks. I'm really looking forward to it.
I bet you are. Brenda Tucker, Voice of the Nation. And I knew you were.
Well, let's not get too carried away. Voice of Borsetshire, maybe. But I've got lots of ideas.
I'm sure you have.
Did you see that poster Sid's got up? Auditions for the pantomime.
Oh, yes. Puss in Boots, isn't it?
Yeah. The village pantomime. I think that will make a very good radio feature.
Yes, well, you might want to choose another village.
Do you think so? Why?
Because Lawrence Lovell's going to do it again, isn't he? And after what happened last time, I don't think he's going to get many takers.
So you're not tempted?
After the way he treated me last year, no way.
Was it that bad?
Put it this way, Brenda. If the theatre cat had gone missing, he'd have me catching mice.
All right, girls.
Oh, yes, thank you. We're just celebrating Brenda's new start in life.
I have to say, I'm really nervous. I've got no idea what to expect. It'll be like the first day of school.
Oh, yes.
Oh, how did Jamie get on?
Well, I don't know. He won't tell me. And he's so tired, I put him to bed now, and he was out like a light.
Oh, it's not surprising. And I'm sure he will talk about it when he's ready, and then he'll probably wish he'd shut up.
I hope so. I might come back and have a proper chat with you when the line dancing starts and it's a bit quieter.
Okay.
Or are you joining them?
No chance.
Oh, come on, Hayley, it's fun.
But not if you've got two left feet, it isn't.
Oh, Brenda, Hayley, good, we've been looking for you.
Hi,
Brenda, congratulations.
Oh, Tom, nice of you to come.
Yes, well, when I mentioned it to him, there was no stopping him.
And, just to make quite sure, Mum escorted me down.
Tommy, it wasn't like that at all. I thought I might buy Brenda a drink too.
Oh, thanks, but I think the dancing will be starting soon.
Yeah, it will.
Afterwards, perhaps, then.
Dancing?
It's our line dancing evening.
Why don't you have a go, Tom? It's fun.
That's a good idea.
Oh, come on, Mum. I've come out. Isn't that enough? I'll just stay here and have a quiet drink with Hayley.
Oh, she's doing it as well.
Brenda?
Good exercise. Takes you out of yourself. Can't think about anything else while you're doing it.
Well, you're selling it to me.
Go on, Tommy. It sounds just... What I mean, you'd enjoy it.
Why do I feel as though this is a setup?
Well, you're not the only one.
Oh, really? Well, I will if you will, Hayley.
Oh, go on then.
Great! We better get up there. It's new.
Ladies and gentlemen! Oh. The line dancing's about to commence in the function room.
Ooh.
So, if you make your way up there in an orderly manner.
There you are, off you go.
And may I remind patrons, the courtesy of the management, free drinks will be provided in the function room in the interval for your greater enjoyment of the evening.
Come on then, Brenda. You better give me a quick lesson on the way up.
Oh, it's really easy. You just listen to Jolene. She's a brilliant teacher.
Thanks, Hayley.
You owe me. What's all this about?
Oh, it was a bit of a setup, to be honest with you.
Tommy's been really down lately.
Oh, waiting for the trial must be a strain.
Yeah, that and other things.
So I asked Hayley if she could think of ways to take him out of himself.
Oh, I see.
She suggested he came for a drink with her and Brenda. Line dancing was way beyond the call of duty.
How about you, Tommy?
Well, that's quite a laugh, actually. You have to concentrate, don't you?
Oh, it gets easier. You wait till next time.
Don't push your luck, Tucker.
Tell you what, though, I'm parched.
Well, you heard what Sid said. Free drink provided.
Well, I definitely need one. You coming?
Wait a minute. Let me catch my breath.
Right, I'll go and see if I can save you something.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
You're a devil, Brenda Tucker. I'll never trust you again. I can see you're going to go far in journalism.
Oh, sorry, but I thought it would be the best way to get Tom involved. And it worked, didn't it?
Yes, you're right. He hasn't had a chance to think about Kirsty.
Well, should we get a drink then, before they run out?
Maybe we should. Oh, looks like there might be a problem.
Why? Oh, yeah.
Jolene doesn't look very happy, does she? Wonder what's the matter.
That's not what I had in mind either. We'll see what I can do. Here's Sid now. Sid!
Yeah, everything all right?
No, it isn't.
Huh? Oh, don't tell me the drinks have run out already.
No, and they're not likely to either. Jugs of squash!
I don't think you want anything alcoholic, not while you're dancing.
Sid!
Is this the best you can do, Sid?
No, it isn't. And he's going to sort it out, aren't you, Sid?
Oh, well, yes, all right. Ladies and gentlemen,
Look, I'm sorry if there's been a bit of a misunderstanding. I thought you'd like to keep nice clear heads while you were tripping the light fantastic. But yeah, all right, rest assured. When you come down to the bar afterwards, the first drink is on the house.
Yeah. Now, that's more like it.
Oh, right. Yes, well, sorry about that. I didn't mean to upset you.
I'm glad to hear it.
And, of course, seeing you're the teacher, if you'd like me to fetch you something a bit stronger now or any time tonight, my treat, of course.
Well, now you're talking. That's more like it. Well, thanks, Sid. I know I could rely on you.
Oh, magic. Is that the house too?
Well, I don't make a habit of it, but seeing you're such a handsome young buck...
Look at that. Sid's blushing.
I think we can congratulate ourselves on a mission accomplished. Mm. Tommy has quite forgotten his blues for one evening.
Yeah, she ain't looking too good, is she? She's certainly not getting any better. Yeah. Right, we're going to have to call the vet after all. Or we're going to lose her and the car.
Yeah, I think you're right.
How's Natalie?
She's losing condition at the rate of knots.
Oh, my word, she don't look good, does she?
No, look how steery her coat is. Real bad.
You going to get Alistair out?
Don't look like we've got much choice. You off, love?
You remember?
Yeah, you're going down the bull, aren't you? Give sit down.
Yeah, well, with Jamie coming home from school for his dinner, Kathy wants to spend as much time with him as she can.
You better not keep him waiting, had you?
Hey? I didn't want to think you were trying to get rid of me.
Of course not, Lord.
But if the little mate wants his mum...
You'll have to get your own dinner. There's stuff in the fridge. Oh, and Eddie, you will ring the bank manager, won't you?
Oh, if I've got time, I was thinking of going over to fetch them wieners this afternoon.
No, Eddie, he's rung twice now, and he says he needs to speak to you, urgent.
Ah, we always says that.
Yeah, don't want to miss the chance of getting these pigs.
No, fat them up for Christmas. We'll make a pop or two, maybe.
But we don't want to get on the wrong side of them. I'm worried enough as it is with the rent due next month.
Well, it might help if we didn't have another mouth to feed.
What was the mouth?
William's dog.
Oh, don't be so mean. He loves that dog. He was so proud to be given one of his own.
If he needs her for work, Brian Aldridge should pay for it.
He did. He bought it for him.
Well, he ought to buy her grub and all.
Oh.
Suppose that's how rich folks gets rich.
Well, maybe we should take a few tips from them. Anyway, I better be getting off. Now, don't forget, Eddie. Ring the bank manager.
All right, love. I won't forget.
Yeah, you ain't going to, are you?
Of course not. Well, I need trouble off, why? Imagine if I got to ring the vet. Lord knows what that'll cost.
Ah, well, look on the bright side.
Oh, where is it?
Now Clary's out the way, we can get our apple brandy back with the Rayburn.
God, I thought that might be why you were trying to get rid of her.
We have to take all the chances we can get, don't we?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Come on, son. That'll be a real nice little earner. We'll be quids in.
We'll need to be. I'm really worried about this kid.
Yeah, the vet'll sort her out. That's what he's paid for.
Yeah, but with the way she is and losing the calf last week, well, suppose it's something that's going around the old herd. That's all we need.
Sid, do you want me to go in the ploughman's?
No, not for the minute. I was wondering if you knew anything about this poster.
What poster?
Exactly. I got a poster up here about the auditions for the pantomime.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Joe said he wouldn't touch it with a barge pole.
But it's gone. Larry hasn't been in, has he? Wanted to alter the dates or something.
I ain't seen him. But now you come to mention it, I don't think I saw the poster neither when I arrived.
The drawing pins are still here.
Looks like someone's torn it down.
Well, why would anyone do that?
Dunno.
And when could they have done it? I'm sure it was there last night.
Are you sure you'd have noticed?
Well, I suppose we were pretty busy. With the line dancing and everything.
It was the everything I was thinking about.
Huh?
I hear Jolene were keeping you busy in her own particular fashion.
Oh, yeah, there was that problem over the drinks, but we soon... Oh, I see. Honestly, this village, a woman gives you a peck on the cheek to say thanks, and it's phoned the tabloids.
When the woman's Jolene Rogers, yeah. Still, I guess you were pretty free with her favours last night. No change there, then.
I thought you and Jolene were mates now.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
She just likes a laugh, that's all. What's wrong with that?
It seems to have cheered young Tommy up a bit, according to Pat, so that's one good thing.
Morning, Sid. Hurry.
Hello.
Morning, Greg. How can I get you?
Something that will keep me awake.
You've come to the wrong place. Booze makes you sleepy.
That's right, Clary. Turn the customers away.
Yeah, I was thinking of a strong cup of black coffee, actually.
Coming up.
Oh, heavy night.
Yes, but not the way you mean. I was up trying to get a fox that's been playing havoc with my birds.
You want to get my William to give you a hand? He thinks it's really exciting staying up all night.
The novelty soon wears off, I can tell you.
I'm going to need a night shift for the millennium. Pity your William's too young, Carrie.
You're going to celebrate the new century by running a 24-hour pub. Well, it's a novel.
Well, only on New Year's Eve. I've got my all-night licence now, but I need to sort out a rota.
You can count me in if you're paying overtime.
Well, I was thinking of asking for volunteers. It'd be a social service keeping the pub open.
Oh, yes, of course it will.
It will! With all that's going on in the village that night.
Don't look at me, Sid. I do enough night work as it is.
Here's your coffee. It's 85 pence, please.
Yeah.
Ta.
Oh, that's good. So, what else is going on?
I'm not sure exactly. The parish council are organising some stuff, aren't they, Carrie?
Yeah, there's lists up. Ox roast on the green, bonfire. Oh, and the bell ringing, of course.
There you see, Greg. You won't be able to sleep. You might just as well give me an hand in the pub.
Might not even be in Ambridge.
Here's a change.
Thanks, Carrie.
They did well with that don't use your car week. Made nearly £300 for the bells fund.
Did they?
All right. Maybe I could get the cricket team involved.
Morning, David. How's Pip?
Oh, she's much better, thanks.
Poor little thing.
Yeah, she's not in nearly so much pain now.
That's good.
Greg, Ruth and I were wondering if you'd like to come over to supper one night this week. Little thank you from us.
Oh, you don't need to do that.
We all heard how you came to the rescue, mate.
Yeah, it could have been much worse if you hadn't been so quick.
Oh, we'd like to see you. We're always meaning to have people round, but we never seem to manage it.
Oh, I'd like to, but I'm having trouble with this fox. Let's see how it goes, if that's all right.
Yeah, sure. Well, let's say Friday provisionally and hope you've caught him by then.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Great.
Now, I'm going to have to take my coffee and sit down, if you'll excuse me. I'm still feeling a bit dopey.
Well, I'll join you in a minute. Can I have half a shower, please, sir?
Mm-hmm. Coming up.
Well, I'll get through to the Playmans now, shall I? There's bound to be a few in.
Yeah, thanks, Clary, if you wouldn't mind. So, any more news of your car?
Yep, they found it.
Oh, well, that's good.
Not really. It was the other side of Hollerton, and they'd made a real mess of it. It's going to be weeks before it's fixed. It's a real drag.
Hollerton, eh? Well, that figures.
Does it? Why?
I'd heard this rumour it's Hollerton lads that are doing it. Gang of them racing each other in stolen cars.
Well, why can't they take cars from their own village?
Street lighting, mate. You know, we're always on at the council to do something about ours.
Oh, maybe that explains why they broke into Janet Fisher's car.
Did they? I hadn't heard. Your dad hers nicked.
No, they didn't take it. I suppose when they got a good look at it, they thought it wasn't worth the trouble.
Oh, there's your half, mate.
Oh, cheers. That's right, isn't it?
Yes,
cheers.
You were taking part in this daft match of hers.
Against the clergy, yeah. Of course, it'll be a laugh.
Huh. Not if some of our players get injured and they aren't available for the Darrington match, it won't be.
Oh, come on, Sid, that's not very likely.
Bad enough we've got Duncan going on all day just when we need him.
I don't see the clergy team as a load of bruisers.
Oh, you'd be surprised. And accidents can happen to anyone. Still, we'll just have to hope it's the women who get injured.
Very chivalrous. Oh, I see what it is. You don't want to play in case any of the women show you up.
Oh, yeah, that's likely.
Look what happened at the single wicket. If Siobhan's on the team...
She's not. Alistair asked her and she said no.
Huh. Well, Clary, then. She's a very handy player.
Don't think there's any danger of Clary playing. Not the way things are at Grange Farm.
Oh, I can't exactly see what I'm looking for here.
Oh, well, that's a good sign, isn't it?
It's a sign you don't keep your herd records in very good order. Not very helpful at times like this.
We does our best. We ain't got the time. Well, you know what it's like for small farmers.
Look, everything you need to know should be there.
I'll believe you. Thousands wouldn't. It's a question of finding it.
Well, you think it might be this BVD, whatever that is?
Bovine virus diarrhea.
Yeah. We didn't have all these things when I started.
Yeah, well, a lot's changed since the 15th century. And do you reckon that's what killed the calf?
Oh, it could have been. At least I'd be suspicious. Taken along with the condition of the heifer. But I'll need the results of her blood test to be absolutely sure.
I suppose that'll take weeks.
If I get it to the VI Centre tomorrow, we should hear sometime next week.
A lot of it about, is there?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And it causes infertility and abortions, which is why I need to check your records. Of course, it would help if they were complete.
I told you, we don't have the time to do...
Yes, yes. Well, I suppose there's enough for me to go on. You do realise your cows have been returning to service for months now?
We noticed that.
You might want to tot up exactly what it's cost you. I'd say, on a rough estimate, you've been losing hundreds, if not thousands, of pounds because the cows aren't conceiving after AI.
Joking? Wouldn't you know it? Well, I bet I can guess who that is.
Oh, you better answer it and just keep trying. So, we just wait for the blood test, is that it?
Yeah, I'll take a milk sample from the bulk tank.
Yes, yes, it is.
What will that tell you, then?
Oh, see if you've got the disease in the rest of the herd.
It's not convenient, though. I'll have to ring you back. Oh, why can't he leave me alone?
Was it a bank?
Who else?
Did you hear that, Eddie? He thinks it might be in the old herd.
Well, let's hope it's not that bad.
Oh, great. That's all we need. Look, would this BVD affect the cell count?
Why? You're still having problems with that as well.
It's not getting any better.
Might as well try and fix it while you're here.
Well, I could blitz them with antibiotics.
It'll cost a bomb, wouldn't it? Ain't there any other way?
If you want me to run through the parlour hygiene again.
Oh, we're doing that. Paper, towels, teat spray, teat liners, the lot.
Yeah, we are. Even daddy's.
Oh, ta.
Well, it might be worth getting a dairy fitter in.
More expense.
If the vacuum or the pulsator's not working properly on your milking machine, that could be causing the problem too.
Oh, hello, Alistair.
Oh.
That were quick.
Oh, I was out this way. It sounded urgent.
Seems like it is.
Oh, dear, is it bad?
BV diarrhea.
Once we know for certain, we can do something about it.
And how much will that cost?
And while you're waiting, I suggest you do something about these herd records. It will save you money in the long run.
Oh, see, they do. Have you rung the bank, Eddie?
No, I ain't. I've been busy with the vet here.
But wasn't that...
Maybe you'd like a cup of tea, though.
I would.
You always would. Shall I put the kettle on, Alistair? It's no trouble.
No, no, thanks. I'd better be getting home. Shula's got a special treat planned for Daniel on his last day of freedom.
Oh, yeah, he'll be starting school tomorrow, won't he?
He never will. Don't time flying.
I know. I still can't quite believe it. Shula certainly can't.
Is he looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah, he's very excited. Shula's a bit nervous.
It's only natural.
Yeah, I remember what you were like with William.
Nah, I'm sure he'll be fine. He has been at nursery.
Still a big step, though. And he's very precious to her.
He's very precious to me.
Oh, I know. I just meant... Well, she had to wait a long time for him, didn't she?
Not like us.
The Grundys has always been fertile.
Yeah. Pity you can't say the same for your cows.
And then he was such a special baby. With what happened?
Yeah, you're right, of course.
Well, you have to see things from the woman's point of view.
Oh, when did you ever do that? I didn't mean to speak out of turn, Alistair. It's just that I do remember...
No, I'm grateful. We'll have to try and make it a happy occasion, won't we?
Stuff we never got round to unpacking. And I don't think Phil's used his camera since we moved here.
Really, it's very good of you to look. Sorry it's so last minute.
That's all right. Daniel sounded so excited on the phone, I couldn't disappoint him.
I hope he didn't wake you.
Good heavens, no. Phil was up to give a hand with the milking, anyway.
We did try and stop him ringing. At least I did. But Shula didn't want to upset him this morning.
No, of course not. And we did promise we'd video his first day at school, I remember.
Can I help, or would that just add to the confusion?
Well, it's not in here. If you could give me a hand with that box. If it's not in that one, I'd have to go and ask Phil.
Yeah, of course. Oh, gosh, this is heavy.
Maybe that's a good sign. This would be the one morning they needed, Phil. David's making an early start on the estate.
Oh, we really didn't mean you to go to all this trouble.
The trouble? We must have a record of Daniel's big day, mustn't we? Now, this looks promising.
It is a big day, isn't it? I haven't quite appreciated.
No?
Oh, I think my parents just dumped me there and left me to get on with it.
And it did you no harm?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Maybe it did. I've always been a bit apprehensive about starting new enterprises. Though I must say Daniel seems pretty confident.
Is Shula nervous?
Yeah, a little. She's trying not to show it, but yeah, it's a big day for her too.
She's made a good job of not being too overprotective of Daniel, I think. But then I'm prejudiced. I'm her mum.
No, I agree with you.
But you can see why it's been hard.
Yes, yes, I do. Actually, that's why I thought it was no bad thing I got this errand to run. Give them some time together.
That was thoughtful of you.
I hope so. I'm still learning.
You'll get a lot of practice. First day at secondary school. First time they go away without you. Oh. First time they drive a car.
Oh, don't, Jill. Just let me cope with today.
All right. And here we are.
I found it. More coffee, darling?
No, thanks. No, I'm fine.
So, what are you up to this morning?
Debbie seems to have the cultivating well under control. David's making a nice early start on the drilling, so I thought I might try and track Greg down. I want to see if he's done anything about this fox.
You seem to be spending a lot of time looking for Greg.
He's quite elusive. He seems to be over at Grey Gables all the time.
It's your shoot too now.
I know.
He was managing it before, wasn't
he? Just hope he isn't wasting time trying to convince Jack we're looking after it, all right.
You'd rather he was trying to convince you.
Well, that's very cynical, darling.
Well, poor chap, he's a good keeper. Why don't you let him just get on with it?
Because he might need some help. I don't mind sitting up for this fox if he hasn't got it.
Well, not tomorrow night. Going to the cinema, remember?
Oh, yes.
And I'm not sure Jack's taking much interest in the shoot anyway. What Mum tells me, he's hanging round his office all the time.
Really?
Not that it's really his office anymore. Caroline had to ask Mum to get him to move his stuff out so she could move in.
You see, this is exactly what I mean. If he won't accept he's retired, I hope he hasn't been interfering in Greg's work.
Mum's coming over for coffee. Do you want me to ask her?
Well, yeah, if the subject comes up.
Right.
Post early. Expecting anything special?
No, but sometimes there's so much junk mail, he can't get it all through.
We should get on one of those lists. Good Lord. Look at this. It's not your birthday, is it? Or some vital anniversary I've forgotten?
Brian, oh, aren't they beautiful? Are they ready for me?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. There's something you want to tell me, darling. I mean, you might get your lover to be more discreet. Huge bouquets of flowers. It's a bit obvious.
Don't be an idiot. Imagine who they're from.
Isn't there a card?
Oh, yeah. Yes, hold on. Dear Jennifer, a belated thank you for a wonderful evening.
Oh, yes.
Brian, they're from Simon.
Oh, I might have guessed.
To say thank you for the dinner party. Oh, what a charming gesture.
Charming.
Oh, they're lovely. They must have cost the earth.
You have to speculate to accumulate.
Oh, don't start that again. I think it's charming.
Yes, you said. And I think it's devious.
Are you sure you don't want any more breakfast?
I'm too excited.
Well, you don't want to be hungry by playtime.
Playtime in the playground?
Yes, that's right.
Can we go now?
No, sweetheart, not till Alistair gets back.
I don't want to be late.
We won't be. He knows what time we need to set off.
I can hold your hand.
Of course you can, darling. Don't worry.
I'm not. I meant instead of Alistair. You need Alistair to hold your hand, don't you?
Why do I need Alistair to do it?
You're sad I'm going to school.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm pleased for you. You'll have a wonderful time.
But you'll miss me.
You're used to you going to nursery.
This is different. I'm a big boy now. Don't worry, Mummy. You'll be all right.
Yes, darling. I'm sure I will.
Here we are. Mission accomplished.
Did you get it, Alistair?
Yep. I got it.
Oh, good.
Can we go? Can I get my bag?
Yes, yes, you can. You fetch it. We'll be with you in a minute.
Don't be long.
We won't be. You all right, love?
Yes, I'm fine. Our son has just informed me that I must resign myself to losing him as he's a big boy now.
Our son?
Yes. Why? Do you want to disown him?
No. No, not at all.
He's obviously quite prepared to ditch me. But that's all right, because, and I quote, I've got you to hold my hand.
Is that what he said?
Well, something like that.
Yeah, he's a very bright child. We take him straight to junior school.
Oh, no, thanks. This is quite enough for me.
You're a brave girl. Am I allowed a kiss as well as a handhold?
Oh, I think so.
Mummy, Alistair, come on!
So, I left them to it.
Oh, dear. And Caroline actually had to get Higgs to come and stand over him to pack the boxes.
It was the only way. I was furious he hadn't made a start yesterday. He told me he would.
Oh, yes, he said. Oh, well, poor Jack. I suppose it's hard to make the final break after all those years.
He's only prolonging the agony, putting it off all the time. And poor Caroline, she needs to get on with her work.
I can see it puts her in a very difficult position.
Hopefully, once his things are out of that office, he'll be able to accept the situation.
You'll have to think up lots of treats to distract him.
Oh, I'm planning to, don't you worry. I've been waiting to do this for years.
Oh, I know you have. More coffee, Mum?
Oh, just half a cup. Then I ought to be getting back to Grey Gables. I said I'd help with taking some of Jack's things to the lodge. Though Lord knows where we're going to put it.
Well, if there's anything you want stored.
Oh, thanks. I might take you up on that.
No problem.
Oh, I must say, this room is looking very elegant. What lovely flowers.
Hmm. Aren't they beautiful?
They look very special.
They're from Simon Gerrard.
Oh, for Debbie? Didn't she want them in her room?
No, for me. Say thank you for the dinner party.
Ah, he must have enjoyed himself.
Hmm, think he did.
And what did you make of him?
I think he's charming. Quite charming.
Ah, he certainly knows how to make an extravagant gesture.
Hey, you sound like Brian.
I'd have thought it'd take more than a bunch of flowers to win you over, Jennifer. You have had your doubts about this relationship.
Well, I am still a bit concerned, to tell you the truth. To be honest with you, Mum, I was having such a good time with him myself, I put it to the back of my mind.
Oh, yes?
Well, we've got so many interests in common. We've got books and theatre, films
and... of course, he's nearly your age.
You honestly don't notice the age difference between them that much. He seems so youthful and, well, Debbie's very mature. She always has been.
Even so.
If you saw them together, you'd see what I mean.
Yes, Jennifer. I'd like to.
I can't see him. Do you think we should go in?
Darling, you know they told us to wait here.
Don't worry, love. It won't be long now.
Don't some of the children look big?
I expect Daniel's a lot bigger than some of the children in his class.
Yes, Kathy's a bit concerned about that. What are you doing, Alistair?
Just making sure I've got this ready. Don't want to miss the big moment.
I bet Chris is pleased, isn't she? Now you'll be free to do a bit more teaching.
Oh, yes, but we said we wouldn't start just yet. Not until I'm sure Daniel's settled.
Easier for David and Ruth when Pippo's back.
Oh, yes, how is she?
Much better. I think she'll be back next week.
Oh, that's good news.
Yes. And then maybe we'll be able to start thinking about moving back to Brookfield.
Oh, there he is! Daniel! Over here!
Right. Lights, camera, action!
Yes. Look at him run! Beaming all over his little face.
Oh, yes, he does look happy, doesn't he?
He does. And it looks like he's made a friend.
Yes. Mummy, I had a
lovely time. Oh, have you, darling? That's good to hear.
It was magic.
See, it's extending his vocabulary already.
Oh, was it? I'm glad. Oh, can I have a big hug from my big boy? Oh.
And I've made a friend.
That's nice.
We do this pizza together. Look.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Hang on, let me get a good shot of it.
I want Harry to be on film. Can I get him?
Yes, if his mummy doesn't mind.
Harry!
Well, that seems to have gone very well. Can I get a shot of you now, Shula? Now you're smiling.
Feeling better now, love?
Oh, yes, much better. I can't imagine why I was worried at all.
Let me know if you do need any help, Mum.
Thanks. And you won't forget to give my message to Debbie?
No, of course not. Oh, that's her now. Look, do you want to hang on and ask yourself?
Oh, I might as well.
Debbie, you got a moment?
Just a sec, Mum.
You think it's a good idea?
Well, I don't see why not. Certainly set my mind at rest.
Hi, Gran, how are you?
Fine, thanks, dear. You look busy.
Yeah, lots of drilling to do. How's it going? Oh, not too bad. David's here all day. Mike and Neil are coming tomorrow.
Are you going to be just as busy next week, do you think?
Yeah, probably. We're always busy on this place.
Only I was wondering if you might like to come to tea with me and Jack.
Oh, I see. Well, I'd love to, of course, but I don't know...
I'm sure Brian could stay for a couple of hours.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he could. It's just working out when. Is that all right, Gran? Could I let you know?
Of course. I knew we couldn't make a firm date today. You'd need to ask Simon as well.
Simon?
He's included, naturally.
Is he?
Oh, yes. Your mother tells me you're quite the couple now.
Does she?
Well, you are, aren't you?
It's very kind of you, Gran, and I'm sure he'd love to meet you, but you know, he works too, and
but his term hasn't started yet, has it?
That's what I thought.
Well, the students aren't in yet, Mum, but that doesn't mean he's got nothing to do.
I really would like to meet him sometime. Your mother's got me quite intrigued.
I bet she has.
He's certainly made an impression on her.
I've noticed. Well, you know, Mum, anyone who's read a book...
Oh, be fair, darling. It isn't just that. You must have expected Simon to be in my good books this morning.
Must I? Why?
What a lovely flowers. Oh, I was so touched. Do thank him for me, won't you?
Flowers?
What flowers?
Ruth is expecting a guest.
good of you to come over, Jill.
Don't be silly. You know I never mind babysitting.
Yeah, but we are actually in the house.
You want to concentrate on getting this meal ready, I understand.
Yeah, it wouldn't be so bad if I was cooking it, but being the sous chef for one of David's famous curries is quite the responsibility.
Does Greg know what he's letting himself in for?
David says all men like curries. Anyway, I'm grateful.
Josh is no trouble. And I'm not going to be seeing so much of Pip soon. She'll be back at school next week, won't she?
Yeah, sometime. Her arm and leg are so much better.
Good.
And she's raring to go now that they've sent her that get-well card.
That was a kind thought.
That was so sweet. All the class had signed it individually. It's reminded her what she's missing.
And it doesn't look as though she's going to have any scars. I was concerned about that.
So was David. I don't think he would ever have forgiven himself.
It really wasn't his fault.
I know. But you don't think that, do you?
He's been so good with her. Have you spoken to him about his birthday?
Oh, don't. I can't get any sense out of him.
Same here. If I mention it, he just groans and says he's an old man and doesn't want to talk about it. Old.
Men can be a bit funny about being 40. With Phil like this.
I honestly can't remember. Isn't that dreadful? I'm not even sure if we had a party.
Knowing you, Jill, I'm sure you did. I don't mind organising one, but I need to be sure that's what he really wants. Mm.
Aha! That's what I like to see. A huge pile of vegetables all ready for the pan.
I haven't touched the meat. Thought I'd leave that to the hunter.
Okay, I'll get on to it. I'll just wash my hands first.
I'll leave you to it. Go and see what those grandchildren of mine are up to.
Oh, it's good of you to come over, Mum.
That's all right. I like being back in my own house.
That was a good exit line.
Yeah, she'd been dropping hints.
No more than usual. Did you get the bale shifted?
Yes, we did. It's a relief to be back on my own farm. Brian was in a vile mood yesterday.
You won't need to go back there for a while. And what about the pigs? It was your turn to feed them.
Oh, Dad said he'd do it. He likes pigs.
I just hope they behave themselves for him. Did you mention my idea at all?
What idea? Something in the fridge?
No, it's on the side. I got it out ready.
Oh, yeah.
About getting a management consultant in to look at Hollowtree. I think we need professional advice.
Oh, well, I'll leave that to you. You pass me that knife, love. Thanks. I just thought you might try some more blackmail.
It's not blackmail, and it didn't work last time.
Might this time. It's a genuine quid pro quo.
You think so?
Yep. Dad wants a consultant for the grassland, who's only going to tell us what we already know, as far as I can see. So why can't we have one for the pigs, when we genuinely don't know what to do with them?
We all think we know. I thought we could arbitrate between our different options.
Well, as long as you give serious thought to mine, I don't care.
Come on. We know your dad's never going to agree to getting out of pigs altogether.
Well, he might have to if it's the logical conclusion. That's what he keeps telling us about leaving the cows out.
I don't think he's going to see it that way.
Well, things change. He's got to accept that.
Yeah, talking about accepting the passing of time.
Oh, no, 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 I do not want to talk about my birthday.
Coward.
Well, not tonight, anyway. It's Friday. It's the end of a hard week. I want to have a good meal and a nice, relaxing evening. I think I've earned it.
Are you going to eat all that popcorn?
Of course.
You'll be sick.
I don't think so. I ate two buckets the first time I saw Star Wars.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Honey, I bet you weren't even born.
Of course I was. You see it with Adam. He kept hiding under the seat.
Well, I promise I won't do that.
Well, aren't you going to save some for later? And we're actually watching a film.
No, I'm not going to save some for later. I'm living in the now. Care to join me? Want some Coke?
I thought I had, but I'll pass on the Coke.
Mm-hmm. If we were in Canada...
Oh, that's what this is about. You're homesick.
Homesick? Oh, I love it here. I'm practically a native now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, you look like one. The Austin Powers baseball cap really gives you away.
This is just for tonight. All part of the experience. When I come to tea with your grandma, I'll wear my deerstalker.
Don't you dare.
All right, bowler then. But I thought maybe that would be just a bit too formal.
I don't know what I see in you sometimes. Especially not in that cab.
I know how to give a girl a good time. You've gotten so serious, honey.
Had I?
Yeah. I like to see you laugh.
You're quite amusing enough without the props. Please take it off.
For you, my darling, I will make the supreme sacrifice.
Yeah, we're just taking the cap off, will do.
Your wish is my command. There. Hmm. Now, seriously, what should I wear to your grandma's? I was a bit overdressed at the dinner party.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Are you sure you want to go? We don't have to. I can make some excuse.
Sure I do. I want to meet all your folks.
Well, I'm not sure I want them all to meet you.
I'll behave, honest. I won't let you down.
No, it isn't that. I don't know that I want my family looking over like you're some specimen.
Want to keep me all to yourself, huh?
Maybe I do.
Mm. That's nice to hear. I'm kind of flattered your grandma wants to meet me.
Are you?
And you really don't need to worry. I can be quite a hit with sweet little old ladies.
You really do need to meet my gran. I suppose she's quite little.
I made a hit with your mum, didn't I?
You'll find gran a harder nut to crack. A bunch of flowers isn't going to cut it with her, you know.
Debbie, I said I'm sorry.
Well, I just felt such a twit. I mean, if you told
me... It was an impulse. I was passing a florist, and I thought how pretty the flowers looked.
And you became overcome with this sudden desire to bombard my mother with them.
Well, she liked them, didn't she?
She liked them. Huh. It was me that looked like the ungrateful idiot.
Well, I was a guest. That's different. I promise, if I get the urge to send your grandmother anything, I'll consult you first.
Do. Because I think she'd rather have a plant.
Okay.
And please, don't send Dad anything. That isn't going to help at all.
So, I wanted to take David and Phil over to this animal research place near Chippenham. They're doing a study of welfare-friendly alternatives to farrowing crates.
You're getting obsessed with those pigs, love. You've bored poor Greg with them long enough. Look, his eyes are glazed over.
Yeah, no, I think that was your curry.
I told you it was too hot.
Yeah, no, I like a nice hot curry. I wouldn't say no to another beer.
Oh, help yourself. Here, have as many as you like.
Yeah, but I won't go too mad. I might find myself nodding off.
I won't say any more about the pigs.
Yeah, it isn't that. I've been out half the nights this week trying to shoot this fox.
Oh, still no luck.
Not so far.
There's going to be a lot more of this if they ban hunting.
Yeah, I'll tell Brian that, can't you? He seems to think I'm just not trying.
Oh, I shouldn't take it personally. He's been in a mood all week.
Has he?
Yeah. There's no speaking to him Sundays.
Yeah, that's a relief. I thought it was just me.
Take no notice. He's lucky to have you and David. He should be grateful.
Yeah, I am funny. Running two shoots quite a handful.
Oh, bet you are. Single-handed.
Yes. Yeah, William Grunder's a good lad, but, well, he's only just started his training.
But you are getting on with him all right.
Oh, yes. He reminds me a lot of some of the lads I used to work with.
Oh, this mysterious youth work.
Wasn't anything very mysterious about it. Climbing, walking, abseiling, that kind of thing. Lads on probation, mainly.
I see why they'd remind you of William.
Oh, David.
No, he's right in a way. Yeah, oh, I'm not saying there weren't some real villains among them. Of course there were. But, a lot of them were like William. Not so great at school, but with a lot of energy and not much idea what to do with it.
Except cause trouble. I see what you mean.
William's okay. He'll be a good keeper. I suppose he hadn't found something to do and been able to do it.
I know. Boys need an occupation. Worry about Josh sometimes. He's so sweet now, but...
Oh, I'll keep him busy. Don't you worry about that.
A lot of these lads didn't have anyone like you in their lives, David. They had dads who walked out. Or might as well have done.
I'm sure their mothers tried.
Oh, don't get me wrong. A lot of them were doing a fantastic job. Broke my heart to see it sometimes.
What, because it didn't make any difference?
Men had caused the problem. The way I see it, it's up to men to do something about it. Don't you think?
Yeah, I do. You sound very passionate about the work.
I was.
Must have been very rewarding.
Sometimes.
What made you give it up then?
Oh, you know, time comes to move on. Yeah, and talking of time, a little bird tells me you've got a big birthday coming up, David.
A little bird with a Geordie accent, I suppose.
I was just hoping Greg might help me find out what exactly it is you'd like to do.
Well, you can forget it. Isn't it bad enough I'm going to be 40 without you telling everyone?
It won't stop it happening.
Mm. So you might as well enjoy it.
And that's what I keep telling him.
Wouldn't it be better to have a few mates to commiserate with and drown your sorrows?
Well, I suppose it might be.
Good. I'll book the function room at the Bull.
A few friends.
Do with a bit of music, too.
Yeah, of course. A 70s disco.
Oh, please.
Come on, mate. Out with your flares and on with your platforms. You know you want to.
That was great, wasn't it?
You think so? I'm not sure. I preferred the original.
And what happened to living in the now? Where's that cap? I wonder if it would suit me.
Everything suits you, honey. There you go.
Thank you. Oh, it'd be better if I could see. You must have a huge head.
Oh, charming. Wear it backwards. That's what all the homies do.
Oh, right. At least I can see now. Do I look like... Oh, Lord. Quick, let's go.
Seen someone you know?
Yes, Mum and Dad.
Where?
No, don't look. They'll see us over there by the toilets. Mum's going in the ladies.
Yeah, but I think your dad's seen us. Come on, we've got to say hi now.
Oh, thanks for having such a nice evening.
Brian! Hi. Having a good time at the movies?
I was. Evening, Debbie.
Hi, Dad.
I suppose you've been to that American rubbish.
Debbie liked it, didn't you, hon?
Yes, well, she's acquired some strange taste recently.
Well, we must be going.
Just a sec. Debbie, I need to use the bathroom. Won't be long.
Bathroom, I
ask you.
Do you have to be quite so rude?
It's just an observation.
Simon's bending over backwards to be pleasant, and all you can do is make snide remarks.
We know why that is, don't we?
He's trying to make me happy.
Really?
Yes, and he's succeeding. You can't keep ignoring him, Dad. He's not going to go away, you know.
Don't doubt that for a minute.
Then why are you being so awful to him? The rest of the family are making an effort. Gran's even asked him to tea.
I know. He's really getting his feet under the table.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I can see through him if no one else can. I know what he's after.
Which is what?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Debbie, do I have to spell it out? He's a middle-aged man on a short-term contract with no resources and no prospects.
That is not true.
Except his rich girlfriend.
What?
All those questions about the farm last week.
He was trying to be sociable.
He was trying to find out if you could keep him in the manor he'd like to become accustomed to.
You can't seriously believe that.
He's after your inheritance, Debbie. It's as plain as the nose on your face.
What inheritance? My only stake in the farm is what you choose to give me.
Does he know that?
Yes.
Well, explains why he's been smarmy up to me then, doesn't
he? Oh, I can't listen to this. I don't know how you can be... We'll talk about this later, Dad, when you're in your right mind.
Oh, hi, hon. Where's the fire? Where's your dad?
I don't know, and I don't care. Come on, we're going.
Hey, what's happened? What on earth has he said?
Nothing. I don't want to talk about it. It's not worth talking about. Come on, let's go home.
Mind you, never trust a man who calls you hun. I wouldn't. The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Alec Reed, and the editor, Vanessa Whitburn.